I've always found the phenomenon. I know it takes place in my home, and I imagine it takes place in pretty much every Jewish home. It doesn't make the slightest bit of difference whether it's the dead of winter or June 21st, the long shot. It doesn't matter whether Shkia is 4:28 or whether it's 8:31. Inevitably, in the 15 to 20 minute zone before whenever Shkia is, there's still someone in the shower. There is someone who's huffing and puffing, screaming, they can be late for Mincha. And there's usually another member of the family, not someone who's necessarily running to go daven Mincha and Tzibur, who is commenting upon the fact that where is everybody at the moment of truth when we need them? Something along those lines. I think you all know pretty much the picture of total chaos in Jewish home, pre-Hadlachas Neiros. And then it's an amazing concept. If you would have like a before and after, it's mind-boggling. You look at the picture, you average, remember that alien who came in and watched the Super Bowl a couple weeks ago? He can imagine coming to a home at 4:15 on Friday. He would think that World War III is about to erupt. Which may be happening, but another place. World War III is about to erupt. And then, like, you know, an hour later, he comes in. Shalom. Everyone's sitting. All the people who are about to kill each other an hour ago, everyone's singing about peace, and they're angels, and giving brachas, and we're reading different Torah, and everyone... Until the challah comes, and then the crisis starts again. So, what happened exactly? Like, why the chaos? So the Gemara says in the Sefer Brachos of Shabbos that the Satan dances Ben Ishmashas Merib Shabbos. And Ben Ishmashas Lav Dafka means Ben Ishmashas. It means right as the sun's about to set. That's when the Satan dances. So you stay in the Gemara. What music is the Satan dancing to exactly? So the Chari, the Satan is dancing for possibly this week's parasha. The Sevar Eish Chumashos Echav Yom Shabbos. Because if you think about it, the whole reason for the chaos is because of this pasuk. If not for this pasuk, imagine in Hilchos Shabbos for a second that there are only 38 melachos, which according to some Tanaim there are, and most of our ration maybe only a lot, but whatever it is. Imagine that this pasuk wouldn't be written, and you're not like fires of Shabbos. Imagine for a second. Imagine as our world. Some even call that Erev Yontif, but let's imagine, really that Yontif out of the mouth. That's the bit. What's the rush? What's the big deal? Those two words that instill terror and fear in people, Lech Benjamin. It's about Lech Benjamin. It's Lech Benjamin. Never heard of Lech Benjamin. Lech Benjamin. We never get around to it. It's Lech Benjamin. You have to marry. It's Lech Benjamin. The middle of the Silva. The women who forget to light candles and simple stars. So they light it by the sun. What's the big deal? What's the rush? Well, Sivar Eish Chosh Hashem Yom Shabbos. So those words, Sivar Eish Chosh Hashem Yom Shabbos, created this tension. So we're all good people. We run to the rest of the Kaddish Baruch. So we get us all agitated, all riled up. We don't want to violate the Svar Eish from Shasech Yom Shabbos. So the Satan, he's one of us, right? The Satan says, he's the one who gets us riled up. He says, and because of that, Pasul Svar Eish from Shasech, I'm screaming at your wife. Because of Svar, yell at your kids. Because of Svar Eish from Shasech, I'm getting to fight with your neighbor. Svar Eish from Shasech, it's Lach Benching, Lach Benching, Lach Benching. So I scream at my boss, I scream at my employee, I go through a red light. Los Farish Kosher Seichem, what do you do? State in the Zohar HaKadosh, another meaning, Los Farish Kosher Seichem. Los Farish Kosher Seichem means inside you, don't get angry. When be Yomish Shabbos? Don't get angry on Shabbos. There's no means to say you're allowed to get married, so you're allowed to get angry Sunday through Friday. Because apparently is an added isser of kas on Shabbos. To quote from the Ran, it's like a dinichel Shabbos. Getting angry all week—that's like an isser klal. You get angry on Shabbos. There's an isser prati of getting something wrong, fundamentally wrong. It could be related, believe it or not, to mum lechal Shabbos dinuk akum, because getting angry, the Gemara says, is the ma'aseh ben avodah zarah. Another time, another place. But anger on Shabbos is so profoundly antithetical what Shabbos is all about. But the Zohar Kodesh says that's a hidden meaning in the Pasuk. It doesn't mean that I can drive my car as long as I'm in a good mood. No, they're both true. The Pasuk Shemikra is right. You can't drive your car either. You can't light a fire. You can't strike a match. In addition, Lo Svar Eish don't get angry. So listen to the Chachma. This Satan, he's such a lamed. He's unbelievable, the Satan. Okay? the Satan does is he turns around to us and he says, I'm going to be on your team. I'm going to make sure that nobody violates the possible of Sabayish Chosh Hosea. I'm going to make sure nobody lights candles on Shabbos. I'm going to have you scream at your wife, and then your wife's going to scream at you, and you're going to scream at your kids, and you're going to bump into the guy's car, and you're going to yell at the guy. Everything to be done. In the process, what do you end up doing? You end up getting angry, screaming at everybody. And what did you just accomplish? Mosavar Esh, going to Shabbos, miserable, angry, and fighting with everybody. Mosavar Esh, Bechom Shazer, Bechom Shabbos. Kachi Darko Shal HaYetzer. When the Yetzer tells you to perform mitzvahs, don't listen. Because when the Yetzer tells you to perform mitzvahs, there's a reason why he's telling you to do it. Now, it is a lifelong task to figure out who is whispering into your ear. The Yetzer and the Yetzer Tov sometimes have very, very similar voices. That's why we have a chira form. That's why we have to be really, really smart. Got a lot of signals. Got a lot of Torah. Let's try to figure out to know when is it the Yetzer Hara talking to us, when is it the Yetzer Tov talking to us. But when a Yetzer tells you that, yeah, Laman, for the fulfillment of the Sabbath, Chosh HaSechem, scream your wife, you know that it's the Yetzer Hara talking to you. Laman, Sabbath, Chosh HaSechem, antagonize your kids, you know that it's the Yetzer Hara talking to you. So it's a good message for life. That you have to make sure you're hearing the lessons from the right place. And sometimes what you think could be the greatest mitzvah of Torah is actually the exact opposite. So hopefully we'll try to figure out on Sunday what in the world the Mu'l Chal Shabbos has to do with Aiden becoming apostle and Aiden becheshes, and see if we can kind of really truly wrap up this sugi on Sunday. And then, guys, get ahead in the Ma'amikobos because we've got to stop the next sugi right now. So, okay?